We will talk about how to enjoy reading a scientific paper that led to the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine 2023. Using this approach, we will be able to read a paper in a field that we are unfamiliar with. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Foundational Skills in Life Sciences podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Senapta Lajka. We discuss the skills that life science scholars learn, use, and improve throughout professional activities. Your benefit is expressed in my motto, learn the skills, enjoy academic life. The last episode in the mini-series on reading was episode 10. That was part 4. There, we talked about the second group of steps for reading the milestone article of 2023 laureates. The steps were for identifying the milestone article and for finding the website of the article. The actual steps were: Step 4, find press release on the Nobel Prize website. Step 5, identify the milestone articles in the press release. And Step 6, locate the milestone article online. If you have not listened to it, please enjoy it. Today's episode is part 5 of our mini-series on reading. Today, we will talk about one important step before reading the milestone article of the 2023 Nobel laureates. The step is Step 7, review our fundamental questions, or cuestiones fundamentales, for reading a paper. We will start reading Milestone Article 1 from the next episode. When we read the paper, we will not simply read it blindly. Instead, we will pay attention to some key questions. In response to those questions, we will consciously look for the answers in the paper. So these questions will help us focus on specific points of the paper. These questions are fundamental questions, and in episode 7, we call them, in Latin translation, quaestiones fundamentales, or simply quaestiones. Today, we will review the quaestiones for reading papers. Remembering these questions will greatly help us read the paper by ourselves. I have 3 general comments here. Comment 1. This is a general comment about learning how to read papers. We understand that reading is a very personal act. Everybody will use different ways of reading, and one person can use different ways of reading too. For example, I use at least 3 ways of reading, depending on the situation: fast, intermediate, and slow. In this mini-series, I would like to share with you my way of reading, and it is slow reading. In fact, it is very slow. This has helped me improve my reading and understanding very well, and I like this reading method a lot. Using my slow reading method, you will learn how to read papers, and you will be able to read faster later if you want to. If you have not read a paper before, or if you have only a limited amount of experience reading papers, please try my way as a starting example. Then feel free to modify it so that you will be able to establish your own way of reading. It will be great if you can communicate with me about whether my method worked for you or not, and if you modified it, how you modified it so that it could work for you. If you already have rich experience of reading papers, please try my method too, and let me know how you read papers, how it is similar to my method, or how it is different from mine, and what you think about my method. Anyway, please send me an email. Comment 2. This comment is about which paper sections we will read. In this mini-series on reading, we will not read the entire sections of the milestone article. Instead, we will read mostly the 3 sections in detail, that is, the abstract, the introduction, and the discussion sections. I chose to read these sections because reading these 3 sections will help us get an overview of the most important parts of the paper. Getting a full overview of a paper, or the big picture of it, is a key to your success in the early stages of reading. This understanding of the big picture will also motivate you to build the habit of reading papers and to refine your reading skills. So reading the abstract, the introduction, and the discussion sections will help us or aid us a lot. By the way, did you know that if we take the initial letters of the abstract, introduction, and discussion, we get AID, which spells the word aid? Let's call those three sections the AID or aid sections. I think it is a fitting name. Our cuestiones that we discuss today are for reading the AID or aid sections of a milestone article. In the next episode, we will talk about why we do not read the other equally important sections of a paper, that is, the methods and the results sections. Comment 3. This comment is for a minor correction of a previous episode. In episode 10, we found the webpage of the milestone article. After that, I simply said to enjoy. Its meaning was not clear. I did not mean to start reading at that step. I meant to celebrate the excitement of finally starting to read a paper. Sorry if it was not clear to you. Now, let's get started. I will explain the step, I will add one comment, and I will also explain why the step is necessary. Step 7. Review our fundamental questions, or cuestiones fundamentales, for reading the AID sections of a paper. We already discussed our cuestiones fundamentales in episode 7. Let's make a list of them here again, so that we can keep them fresh in our minds while we read a milestone article. I have updated the questions a little from the previous version. We have 4 sets of questions for reading the AID sections of a paper. The first set of questions are about what we want to know as the background information of the paper. 1. Keywords, key concepts, and their definitions. And 2. What is known in the field. The second set of questions are related to what the laureates wanted to accomplish in the paper. 3. What is unknown in the field? 4. Main question or problem to solve? And 5. Main hypothesis. The third set of questions are about what the laureates did. 6. Major results. The fourth set of questions are about what the laureates learned from the results. 7. Novelty, that is, new findings and new insight into potential mechanisms. 8. Cautious and careful interpretation of their results. 9. Conclusion of findings or proposed mechanisms. And 10. Implications of the results. I have one comment here. Comment for step 7. The questions in cuestiones fundamentales are not necessarily addressed in every paper. All the authors have the freedom to write about their research in any direction and with any questions or emphasis points in mind. The authors can express in a variable manner. Sometimes they can omit some aspects of the cuestiones. I found that the most variable part is the second set of questions. They are about the unknowns in the field, questions, problems to solve, and hypotheses. These concepts can be both overlapping and interwoven in some papers. But overall, our cuestiones will give us a starting general framework in reading any primary research paper. Just as a side note, let me add that in grant proposals, it is recommended to address all of the second set of questions independently and explicitly without mixing them. Why step 7 is necessary? Now we are focused on reading the abstract, introduction, and discussion sections, that is, the AID or aid sections. There could be many ways of learning how to read them. I believe that one of the best ways for reading those sections is to learn to search for key information in a paper consciously. I mentioned it in episode 7. What will happen if we do not pay attention to key information in a paper? Let's imagine that we start reading a paper in our unfamiliar field. We follow the sentences as they appear in sequence, and we simply try understanding what the authors wrote, the scientific facts that the authors described, and the information from the literature that the authors cited. I usually get lost easily, especially when the contents appear to be difficult for me. I could get lost early on, for example, even in the middle of the abstract or in the middle of the introduction. This type of reading tends to be passive, and our focus will be on reading the written content. In contrast, what will happen if we do pay attention to key information in a paper? Instead of reading passively, we will search for key information consciously and actively within the paper. This helps us focus on reading the intention of the authors in addition to the written content itself. Of course, we will read the written sentences and paragraphs, but when we read them, we will keep thinking about what the authors intended to do with each sentence and each paragraph. For example, I would recommend thinking in the following way, using the quaestiones as a guide. I will show you three examples. 1. In this sentence, are the authors telling us what they knew before starting the research? 2. In this paragraph, are they telling us what they wanted to do in this paper? 3. In this paragraph, are the authors telling us how their results are different from the data reported before? All the questions of quaestiones will be funneled or summarized into thinking about what the authors are trying to say. When good authors think about what to say, they're usually thinking about the meanings or the roles of what they write. In good papers, each sentence has a role and each paragraph has a role. So based on all these comments, our simplest integrating questions during reading will be, what is the role of this sentence and what is the role of this paragraph? We will shift our focus from the written content to the author's intention or the roles of sentences and paragraphs. This will greatly help us understand the big picture of the paper. We will not be bothered even if we do not understand every part of the written content. We are not so much affected even if we miss individual details. Still, we will be able to understand the meaning of the entire paper. In my view, the easiest way to bring this focus shift is to formulate a group of questions beforehand and to try looking for the answers within the paper. This set of questions is the quaestiones fundamentales. Quaestiones form the minimal but general group of the key questions that we would like to address in a paper. They are applicable to any papers, irrespective of whether the papers are in our familiar fields or whether they are in our unfamiliar fields. Also, in a broader sense, quaestiones are helpful not only in reading papers, but also in a wide variety of our input-output activities, as I mentioned in episode 7. Step 7 is necessary because it will keep the quaestiones fundamentales clearly in our minds before and during reading a paper. Because of this action, our reading will focus on understanding what role the authors wanted to apply to each sentence and each paragraph. This will help us understand the big picture of the paper. Summary. Let's wrap up. Today's episode was part 5 of a mini-series on reading. We have discussed one step in preparation for reading a paper. It is only a single step, but it is a very important step. Step 7 was to review our fundamental questions, or quaestiones fundamentales, for reading the abstract, introduction, and discussion sections of a paper, that is, the aid sections. Here is a logic of why quaestiones are important for us. When we read the written content, quaestiones will invite us to answer the fundamental key questions. Those key answers are related to the author's intention. By the author's intention, we mean the roles of each sentence and each paragraph. So, quaestiones will help us change our focus from the written content to the author's intention. The author's intention in the aid sections will show us an overview of these most important parts of a paper. This way, quaestiones will aid us in understanding the meaning of the entire paper. This is it for today. In the next episode, we will continue talking about the practical steps of reading the milestone article. Your action. Please send me an email. I would like to communicate with you about your comments, suggestions, and criticisms. Constructive ones, please. My email address is ideas@synaptologica.com. Thank you for joining me in today's episode of Foundational Skills in Life Sciences. I am Dr. Senaptolochka. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.